Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. You know, do you believe that life has become incredibly complicated? Do you believe that technology has made our lives incredibly complicated? Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people believe that. And I said before that, you know, we are kind of evolved. Our technology that's around us, up until maybe about 2008, prior to 2008, the technology that was around us didn't really evolve us, because the technology that was around us was kind of disconnected from us. I mean, sure, there were cell phones at the time, but you couldn't have the ability to sense and detect and get all the world's information wherever you are, anytime. I think what's happened since 2008, in the last 12 years, we've built up this amazing new evolution of humanity. We've evolved to the point where we can no longer live our lives without augmentation. And you're probably saying to yourself, what are you talking about? And I said, well, they did a study where they took a number of school students, high school students, and they said, let's take away your phones for 24 hours. Let's take away your smartphones for 24 hours and let's see what happens. A huge chunk of them, they weren't able to do anything. They just lay down in their beds, closed their eyes, and just lay there for 24 solid hours, not doing anything, because they didn't have access to social media, because they didn't have access to the world's information, because they didn't have access to other people. The reality is that we are living in a time where we can no longer live our lives without augmentation. The augmentation is so ingrained into us as a species that we can't get rid of it. And in fact, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should be thinking about human beings as no longer just a human being within a body, but a human being with the extension of a smartphone. Where's my phone? With the extension of a smartphone. The smartphone has become our cyborg portion, our mechanical portion, our electronic portion is our cyborg. And the reality is that we cannot live without these things. When was the last time you needed an answer to a question? Where did you go? Did you go to your parents? Did you go to your professors? Where did you go? Did you go to your boss? You didn't. You went online and you looked it up. The sum of all human knowledge is online. The sum of all human knowledge is in this device. We already know everything. And the access to it is right here in this device. So the reality is that I don't think we can live our lives without augmentation. And if we can't live our lives without augmentation, how will that change things? Well, imagine a job interview. A job interview is typically you and an interviewer, and the interviewer asks you questions, and they test how much you know. And the reality is that in real life, in the job that you're going to be in, you're going to be able to access your smartphone. You're going to be able to access other things. You're going to be able to tap this wealth of knowledge and learn stuff that you don't know in your head. So a job interview, you should allow people to have their phones in job interviews. You should allow people to have their phones in exams. Don't you think? I mean, as a human being, I'm not really a full human of the 21st century without access to one of these at all times. Because if you think about it, I can't imagine a time, barring some crazy nuclear war in future, when we won't have access to all of the data that we ever need to on these little devices that we keep on our persons at all times. And if you think about it, these things are going to get smarter and smarter. And not only that, they're going to get to the point where we'll have augmented reality glasses that are telling us everything that's around us as we move through the world. Human beings have already augmented themselves beyond what they've ever been. And the world has become so complicated that we can't live in it without this augmentation. So why not just sort of sit back, relax, and say, listen, human beings have evolved. We are now a new species. We step beyond Homo sapiens, and now we're something else. We're Homo nexus, we're Homo superior, we're Homo something that requires this little bit of electronics to be attached to our hip, and that we should be able to access it at any time we want. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.